Well, Declan, about 5-6 days to go. First, I suppose the first question is, what's the state of play in terms of injuries? Because, as we all well documented at this stage, you really struggled the last day with injuries.
We did, yeah. We went down a good few bodies, all right, Tom, and a lot of them came on late in the week in the build-up to the Kerry game. But listen, you know, as we said at the press conference earlier, that, you know, the squad, very, very tight, that squad. It's a small squad, and we trust the players within the group. As for the weekend, yeah, we're still looking at players coming back. At this stage, the only definite thing I can say, yeah, Owen Bannell, definitely, he's out for the season, and, you know, a huge loss to Owen and the group, and we wish him well in his recovery and look forward to seeing him in 2020. At the minute, I'm hoping that we have a full squad available for Saturday. We've still two training sessions to get over, and we get over those, and fingers crossed, everything goes all right.
When you're talking, obviously, of Paddy McGrath, Ian McGee, Hugh McFadden and Jason McGee, have they started taking part in training yet?
Yeah, they're back, so we're hoping, very hopeful that they're ready to go. You know.
Yeah, so obviously that's going to be a huge boost.
Yeah, well, listen, exactly, yeah. And listen, the players that have come in and have now all got game time at a high level, and that's great for the group, great for the confidence within those individuals, but also great for the whole group. And that's important as we head into Castlebar and what's going to be a really, really hotly contested affair.
Mm. The games have been coming thick and fast. How has that affected preparations, or how well has preparations gone?
Yeah, preparations got. We're glad of the week, to be quite honest, Tom. And I think at this stage of the season, I think that week is very, very important. You know, at the end of the day, even though these guys train and behave like professional footballers, they still have to get up for work on a Monday morning. And even after we played Kerry last Sunday week, those guys late getting home. It was a hard hitting match, really. Sore and taxing on the bodies, but they were up for work. They had to get up for work on a Monday morning. They hadn't the luxury of going to do recovery and rehab on a Monday morning like professional athletes do. But so I think, you know, what the powers that be need to look at that there's probably a need for that week in between to make sure of recovery.
And I'm sure you don't want to be looking forward at this stage past Saturday evening, but if you win on Saturday evening, you're out again, or Sunday, Saturday evening, you're out again 6 days later.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I'll be fit to talk, and we're talking about that on Saturday evening that I'm giving out about it, Tom. But for now, there's nothing in our mind but getting the performance down at McHale Park, 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, and getting over the line and getting into that last four. And that's been our target, and let's see, and let's hope we can get that performance now.
Form guide says very much Donegal. I think you're the hot favourites with the bookies. What do you make of Mayo?
Listen, to me, it's a 50-50 match. You know, I wouldn't be too concerned about what odds are going up there, and I'm sure it's pretty tight anyway, but I think it's 50-50. Mayo are in their home patch. They're going to have a big, big Mayo following. And, you know, Donegal have been travelling well over the last number of months in terms of numbers, and been brilliant. You know, the support we got, especially when you look at it, when we were under pressure against Meade and Balbuffet, was phenomenal. The supporters got right behind him, and the same against Kerry and Croke Park last Sunday week was brilliant. And we'll need that going into McHale Park. We need a strong vocal Donegal support, carrying plenty of colour going in, because it's going to be a really cauldron in McHale Park on Saturday evening.
Yeah. And it is backs to the wall for both teams, but especially for them on their home patch.
Yeah, it is, there's no doubt. It's exactly, yeah. But it's a match, I mean, where else, Tom, would you want to be? This is the business end of the season. We're in a position where we're 75 minutes as our Mayo from an All-Ireland semi-final. This is where all the hard work all winter has gone in. The National League is over and done and dusted. The Provincial Championships are done and dusted. We're into the last round of the Super 8s, and this is the real business end now. And, you know, we're 75 minutes of getting to a last four, and that's going to take a huge, huge effort. But, you know, it's well within the group.
Yeah, you were in that position last year too, and, you know, Tyrone in Ballybuffet, and we're looking well for long periods, and then let Tyrone run away with it in the end.
Listen, that was disappointing. It was disappointing way to end the season. You know, we were 4 points up going into the last quarter, and for one reason or another, we didn't see it out, and that was disappointing. You know, after all the good work we'd done last year throughout the league and throughout Ulster, one in Ulster, and getting into the Super 8s, and you know, we remembered that last 10-12 minutes in Balbuffet more than anything else, to be quite honest. And but I say we move on, and we try to become better, and I think there has been improvement, and you know, we still have a long way to go in terms of where we want to get to, but the lads are working so hard and getting in the right direction. And as I say, we'll need all of that on Saturday evening in terms of performance, and if we do that, then we're in a chance of winning the last four.
Hit 120 against Kerry, which was very good, but conceded 120 as well, you won't need reminding. So obviously certain areas there need to be tightened up.
Listen, Tom, the way the modern day game has gone, I mean, yeah, listen, we're playing a much more advanced style of play, which allows players to express themselves, which is natural enough. It's going to leave more gaps, there's no doubt. But I think throughout the campaign this year, I thought defensively we've been very, very solid. And I think, you know, Carlisle and brilliant work with the defensive group. And it's not nowadays just about the back six, it's about the whole group. And, you know, we're definitely heading in the right direction. And we have work to do, no more than defensively. We have also work to do in terms of our attacking play. But as I say, the guys are making it definitely improving and moving in the right direction. But we still have a fair bit to go.
How near have you got to, or close have you got, or have you got there already to the perfect performance?
Not really, Tom, no. Even sitting down watching the Kerry match, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement, and we sat down and we spoke about it, and yeah, while there's a lot of positives to be taken from that Kerry game and a lot of belief to be taken out of the game, there's still a lot of improvement required, and we continue to look for that improvement every night we go out.
What's the biggest area of improvement you're looking for?
All round, Tom, and I won't single out anything, because yeah, we do have this room for improvement when we have the ball, and there's room for improvement when we don't have the ball. There's a lot of stuff to be done, but as I say, every night we go out, these boys are looking, and along with the coaching staff and management team, are looking for those improvements. And as I say, these boys empty each every night to go out, and that's all you can ask for. And yeah, we're hoping that we are heading in the right direction, and I'm sure they are.
Talk to me about Mayo. Where are the big threats? Where do you see their big players?
Listen, Mayo have been about, Tom. You know as well as the next. I mean, this is a very experienced Mayo side. You go through their defence, you know, I mean, really top class players. You look at Harrison, you look at Barrett, you look at Higgins, you can rhyme them all off. They're half back then of, you know, Lee Keegan, Colin Boyle, Paddy Durkin, all really top class players. Aidan O'Shea in that middle of the park, and then, you know, you have the threat of the likes of Jason Doherty, Kevin McLaughlin, Killian O'Connor, Cohn, all top class players up front. And so listen, it's going to be a real battle, and that's going to take a performance that'll need to be for 70 plus minutes. And also, I think the guys coming off the bench will have a huge factor on Saturday evening.
Yeah. Tell me, I was speaking to Martin Carney during the week, a former Donegal player, former Mayo player, and he was telling me that he felt that obviously Donegal are the form team, you know, they have been showing the form, and that Mayo have struggled basically, but they've got where they've got. And he fancies Donegal. He says he couldn't put it to past, or couldn't write off this particular Mayo team because of what they've done in the past. They've done it at the most unexpected times. They have a great record.
Listen, I mean, they have. And, you know, you underestimate Mayo at your peril, because they are an experienced side. They are a quality side. They're in that top two or three sides in the country. Have been for the last 6-7 years. Mm. They're playing in their own backyard, and it would be foolish now for us to underestimate any opponent, particularly a Mayo. So we know the task, we know the challenge ahead of us, and that we know, but at the end of the day, if we look after our end of it and get our level of performance to where we know we can get to, then we're in with a big, big chance.
Tell me, how big of an influence is former Mayo manager Stephen Rochford, your coach, now having this week or the last couple of weeks? Or yeah, has he gone quiet on you?
No, he's not. No, in fairness to Stephen, meaning, you know, Stephen's a professional guy. He's here doing a job for us, and doing a very good job in terms of head of coaching, and working along with the likes of Gary Boyle and Carl Lacey, Andy McGovern, the goalkeeping coach, Paul McGonigal. So listen, the guys are all working hard. We prepare for every game the exact same way. We look at their strengths and weaknesses, and we analyse all of that there. And then, more importantly, we look at where we can get, where we can hurt the opposition. Yeah, Stephen has a fair background in terms of where Mayo are at, but, you know, we will be focusing solely on where, you know, we can get our level of performance to.
Have you the team selected yet?
Not yet, Tom, because last time I selected the team, I had to make 5 changes about 48 hours out. So we leave everything until the last training session, because you never know. But, you know, whatever 15 goes out next Saturday evening, I'll have every thrust and ask. We'll have the management, and, you know, the guys coming off the bench, the lads will be ready for it.